This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A big event happening tomorrow night in Sutherland. Terry Brock and company in here to talk about it. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Colin. Thank you very much for having us come in this morning.
And you brought with you...
I have Tom Maddox here with me.
Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning. So what's happening tomorrow in Sutherland?
Kyle, we're going to have a bull ride. The Sutherland Stampede is back, and we're coming back with a storm. We teamed up with Jason Maddox with the Challenge of Champion Tour. We're going to kick off a bull ride to start the Sutherland Stampede back in action. We'll be holding that bull ride tomorrow evening, which will be July 13th. The gates are going to open up about 6 o'clock, and the rides are going to start at 7 o'clock.
And there's one of the rides already beginning. So talk about kind of the history of the event out in Sutherland and what you're trying to put back together.
So the Sutherland Stampede hasn't had any events for 5 years, and things kind of got dilapidated, and a bunch of us got together and said, we need our rodeo back. So we have a new board of directors, we've cleaned up the facility, we've rebuilt the bleachers, the buildings, the place is beautiful again. So we get to have it in its glory, and we're going to bring rodeo back to Sutherland. It may take us till next year, but this bull ride is our kickoff event to get people used to being back at the rodeo grounds.
And I know I've seen some pictures in the last few weeks. It looks like you've had a lot of people out there working.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Kyle, we've had a crew of people. We've got a great board, and we've got a great committee of volunteers that just been out there. We've been replacing wood on bleachers and cleaning up the grounds and so on. It's a world of difference right now, and it's actually a place where we feel pretty confident we can host our friends and families and our neighbors to come on down and have a great time.
So this is really a way of bringing things back, working with Jason Maddox and putting things together for tomorrow.
Absolutely. You can't do any better than to team up with Jason Maddox in that Challenge to Champion Tour. He's absolutely been fantastic to work with. We also partnered up with Adcock Heating to be our title sponsor, so we want to give them a big old giant shout out as well.
And so what do people need to know about tickets and how to get them?
So tickets are available in Sutherland at DC Precision Lube. They will be available Saturday up until their close of business at 5 o'clock. You can get tickets here in Roseburg at Coastal Farm and Ranch. You can get them online at cctbullriding.com and at the gate at 6 o'clock all the way through until we start our performances at 7:30 on Saturday.
Now, if people that are listening, particularly with maybe connections in the past to loving rodeo out in Sutherland, want to get involved and help your group out, how do they do that?
Boy, I'll tell you what, Kyle, one good way to get involved is get a hold of us on Facebook, for sure. That's a great way to contact us. And anybody asking or wanting to be a part of the new board and the new committee and the new way forward are absolutely encouraged to get a hold of us.
And what do you get out of all this work?
The pride of volunteer and the pride of bringing something back to our community. We're doing this out of the goodness of our heart. None of us are profiting anything. Sutherland Stampede is a nonprofit, and everything's going to go back into the community.
And this had been held for a long, going way back a long time when it began, right?
Yeah, Sutherland Stampede is the heritage of Sutherland. I mean, really, it's been around for a long time. The boards in the past and rodeos and so on in the past, they were a little bit different, but very, very, very good, and for good reason. You know, the people of Sutherland, the people of Douglas County are just outstanding folks. And when people decide to get together and put something on, we do a really nice job. This board is a little bit different. We want the thing to move on and to move forward. We want to bring in quality rodeo and professional bull rides and so on. So when it comes to entry, it's pay to seat. Each ticket, if you buy it ahead of time at either DC Precision Lube or Coastal Farm and Ranch, it'll cost you $15. But if you wait, you want to pick one up at the gate, which is totally fine, you can pick that ticket up for $20 at the gate.
All right. Anything else you want to let people know about what you're planning tomorrow?
Mutton busting. Yeah, I think we're almost full mutton busting. We're going to have 20 riders. We got sheep on deck, and you can come out and watch some of these young kids ride and have a good time. Kyle, I also want to make sure that we shout out not just Adcox for being our title sponsor for this event, but all the other sponsors that stepped up. Come out, see who the shoot sponsors are, see where the after party is at Kelly's Cozy Corner here in Sutherland. Just come on out and meet everybody and have a cold beer. There's going to be food trucks out there, so if you don't have a time to get dinner, come on out, have a nice dinner on site, a cold beer, enjoy some good family fun.
All right, happening tomorrow night. Tom and Terry, thanks for coming in.
Well, Kyle, there's one more thing. I'd like to give away a pair of tickets to one of your listeners for tomorrow night. So can we take caller number 8?
Well, actually, we can in this segment, but before we jump ahead, I think I see somebody hiding in the back of the room that we should probably bring into this real quick. Jason Maddox, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
So talk about what you are going to be doing tomorrow.
Yeah, so we're helping the Southern Stampede come back, and we got a great show tomorrow. We'll be bucking 30 bulls. The show will run about 2 hours. Come on out. It's going to be nice and cool outside. You know, everyone loves bull riding, and we're out to kind of get the Southern Stampede back on its feet, and we can't do it without all you people coming tomorrow night. And like I said, it's a family-oriented show. Come out and check it out.
All right, anything else people ought to know about Challenge of the Champions?
You know, this is our hometown, and, you know, like I said, we want to help someone else who wants to get their rodeo going. You guys all supported me getting going, and let's support the Southern Stampede and get them back on their feet this weekend.
All right. That wraps up our segment, and we'll do the giveaway in a bit when we get a break with other things. Guys, thanks for coming in. 8:38 at the Morning Report.
Thanks.